This is Vision for Christ World, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. Thousands of people pay psychics and fortune tellers large sums of money so that they can know their future. What will happen to them? Will they find romance? Will they get married? Will they do well in a business venture or a political campaign? In the most important sense of knowing the future, I can tell you your future and how you can have the best future possible. And I will provide this information free of charge. Father God, let me show everyone who you really are and reveal your only Son, Jesus Christ, to those who are listening. Praying in Jesus' name, amen. Let me begin today by noting that some source material for this program was derived from material at GodQuestions.org. You may contact us through our website contact form at www.visionforchristworld.com/contact, no matter where you live. That website address, www.visionforchristworld.com, and search our Facebook page as Vision for Christ World. In 1 Samuel chapter 28, the ancient king of Israel, King Saul, had disobeyed God and was told that his rule was coming to an end and that he would soon be replaced. Because of his disregard for God, he had lost the ability to know the future to lead his nation. So he went to see a witch to gain the information he wanted. Seeking information from a witch or fortune teller is clearly forbidden in the Bible, and Saul knew it. Deuteronomy 18:10-13 tells us, "There shall not be found among you anyone who burns his son or his daughter as an offering, anyone who practices divination or tells fortunes or interprets omens, or a sorcerer or a charmer or a medium or a necromancer or one who inquires of the dead. For whoever does these things is an abomination to the Lord. And because of these abominations, the Lord your God is driving them out before you. You shall be blameless before the Lord your God." And then in Isaiah 8:19 it says, "And when they say to you, inquire of the mediums and the necromancers who chirp and mutter, should not a people inquire of their God? Should they inquire of the dead on behalf of the living?" 1 Chronicles 10:13 and 14 explains, "So Saul died for his breach of faith. He broke faith with the Lord, in that he did not keep the command of the Lord, and also consulted a medium, seeking guidance. He did not seek guidance from the Lord. Therefore, the Lord put him to death and turned the kingdom over to David, the son of Jesse." Now, I have not forgotten my promise at the start of this broadcast to tell you your future for free. Stay tuned. I will keep my word. First, I need to explain about the wrong kind of fortune tellers who get their information from Satan or who simply tell lies to their customers, which lying is what Satan naturally does. So clearly, the Bible strongly condemns spiritism, mediums, the occult, and psychics, horoscopes, tarot cards, astrology, fortune tellers, palm readings, and seances all fall into this category as well. These practices are based on the concept that there are gods, spirits, or deceased loved ones that can give advice and guidance. These so-called gods or spirits are really demons. 2 Corinthians 11:14-15 explains, "Even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light, so it is no wonder that his servants also disguise themselves as servants of righteousness. In the end, they will get the punishment their wicked deeds deserve." The Bible gives us no reason to believe that deceased loved ones can contact us. If they were believers in Jesus, they are in heaven, enjoying the most wonderful place imaginable in fellowship with a loving God. And if they were not believers in Jesus, sadly, they are in hell, suffering the unending torment for rejecting God's love and rebelling against Him. So, if our loved ones cannot contact us, how do mediums, spiritists, and psychics get such accurate information? There have been many exposures of psychics as frauds. It has been proven that psychics can gain immense amounts of information on someone through ordinary means. Sometimes by just using a telephone number through caller ID and an internet search, a psychic can get names, addresses, dates of birth, dates of marriage, family members, etc. However, it is undeniable that psychics sometimes know things that should be impossible for them to know. Where do they get this information? The answer is from Satan and his demons. Again, and no wonder, for Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light. It is not surprising, then, if his servants masquerade as servants of righteousness, their end will be what their actions deserve. Also, Acts 16:16-18 describes a fortune teller who was able to predict the future until the Apostle Paul rebuked a demon out of her. Satan pretends to be kind and helpful. He tries to appear as something good. Satan and his demons will give a psychic information about a person in order to get that person hooked into spiritism, something that God forbids. It appears innocent at first, but soon people find themselves addicted to psychics and unwittingly allow Satan to control and destroy their lives. Peter proclaimed, "Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour." 1 Peter 5:8. In some cases, the psychics themselves are deceived, not knowing the true source of the information that they receive. Whatever the case and wherever the source of the information, nothing connected to spiritism, witchcraft, or astrology is a godly means of discovering information. How does God want us to discern His will for our life? The plan of God is simple yet powerful and effective. Study the Bible. 2 Timothy 3:16-17 tells us this, and to pray for wisdom, as it says in James 1:5. Now, as promised, here is your future. Without sincere and true faith and complete trust in Jesus Christ for your eternal salvation, your future involves an embarrassing public judgment from God for your rejection of Christ and His freely offered death on the cross to pay your sin debt and make you acceptable for eternity in heaven. This is followed by the unending flames of hell. That is a horrible future that you can take steps now to avoid this awful fate. Do you know for certain that you have eternal life now and that you will go to heaven when you die? Because God wants you to know for sure. The Bible says, "I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God so that you may know that you have eternal life." 1 John 5:13. Suppose you were standing before God right now and He asked you, "Why should I let you into heaven?" What would you say? You may not know what to reply, but what you need to know is that God loves us and has provided a way that we can know for sure where we will spend eternity. The Bible states it this way, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life." John 3:16. We have to first understand the problem that is keeping us from heaven. The problem is this: our sinful nature keeps us from having a relationship with God. We are sinners by nature and by choice. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. That's Romans 3:23. We cannot save ourselves. For by grace you are saved through faith, and this not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. That's Ephesians 2:8-9. You see, we deserve death and hell, for the wages of sin is death, Romans 6:23. God is holy and just. He must punish sin. Yet He loves us and has provided forgiveness for our sin. Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." John 14:6. Jesus died on the cross for us. For Christ died for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. 1 Peter 3:18. Jesus was resurrected from the dead. He was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised to life for our justification. That's Romans 4:25. So back to the original question, how can I know for sure that I will go to heaven when I die? The answer is this, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved, Acts 16:31. To all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, John 1:12. You can receive eternal life as a free gift. The gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord, Romans 6:23. You can live a full and meaningful life right now. Jesus said, I have come that they might have life and have it to the full, John 10:10. You can spend eternity with Jesus in heaven, for he promised, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, so that you may also be where I am. That's John 14:3. If you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior and receive forgiveness from God, here is a prayer you can pray. Now, saying this prayer or any other prayer will not save you. It is only trusting in Jesus Christ that can provide forgiveness of sins. This prayer is simply a way to express to God your faith in Him and to thank Him for providing for your forgiveness. God, I know that I have sinned against you and am deserving of punishment, but Jesus Christ took the punishment that I deserve so that through faith in him I could be forgiven. I now place my trust in you for salvation. Thank you for your wonderful grace and forgiveness. Amen. Now, let me pray for you. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to pray and ask to be granted repentance that leads to life by God, and to repent of their sins, honestly, sincerely repent. To have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe in you, Jesus, and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today, by having personal saving faith in you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the web address of Vision for Christ World so you may contact us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done to provide salvation for people as they believe in Jesus. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM medium wave radio, FM local area radio, as well as on shortwave radio. Our website address is www.visionforchristworld.com. You may contact us through our website contact form at www.visionforchristworld.com/contact, no matter where you live. Our website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs there. Just click on Programs at the top of the page. Also, Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address is www.visionforchristworld.com and search our Facebook page as Vision for Christ World. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in personal saving faith. I will leave you today with this text from Jeremiah, chapter 29, verse 11. I alone know the plans I have for you, plans to bring you prosperity and not disaster. Plans to bring about the future you hope for.